105 Drive with Julian Clover.
This is Cambridge 105.
Yeah, so the first records that we have of skipping on Parker's Feast was from 1838. As a tradition, it actually goes back a lot longer than that. So it's a very ancient English tradition of springtime leaping, which is linked to making wishes for the future, basically, and sort of hoping for a prosperous future, be that for a good harvest, for a good fish, for a bountiful babies in your community. It's kind of a really kind of a moment to make a wish of what you want to come this year.
It sounds more of a pagan ritual than a Christian one, even though it's taking place on Good Friday.
Yeah, well, it's very ancient, and many of our ancient festivities have these sort of recurrences through history. So yes, it has very old roots, but has then become a very kind of key moment really on Good Friday for communities and families to come together and skip together here on Parker's Feast.
And was it something that just took place in Cambridge, or would other villagers around Cambridge here, maybe around the UK as a whole, doing something similar?
Yes, this is a British tradition. It happened in lots of different places around the country, but in slightly different ways. So if you were in a fishing village, you might bring your fishing lines to skip with. If you were in an agricultural village, you might use the old hop vines, and here in Cambridge the women would bring their washing lines.
So tell me what you're trying to do here today and why you're actually doing it.
Bringing back a tradition of skipping seems like a good idea, whatever you're thinking. But I'm actually been commissioned this year to work as an artist, commissioned by the University Arms Cambridge, which is behind us here on the piece, to produce a public artwork for the piece later in this autumn. And that will be looking at future predictions and Oracle as a performance work. And so I'm running a number of events over the year to collect, bring people together and collect people's sort of wishes and predictions for the future. And so as a skipping was an event definitely to make these future wishes, it seemed a fantastic thing to bring back this year.
And I'm figuring come the autumn, the scaffolding that we see behind us here on the University Arms Hotel will have just disappeared, and maybe that crane will be a distant memory. I suspect there'll be a few more around the city.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very exciting development happening behind us, and I'm actually, I have to say, as excited to get inside the building as it is exciting to sort of see the outside evolving, in that there's some really fantastic design going to be taking place inside as an architecture. So it's a really exciting moment, and this will all be kind of launching alongside this programme and performance work.
You'll be skipping yourself?
I will, for sure, yes, definitely.
I'd let you get on and do it. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
So this photograph is on Parker's Piece in 1937?
Yes, 1937.
And you said that this is the pram that you're in, right in the middle here?
Yes, I'm in the little pram there, and my brother above me is climbing on me.
How old would your brother have been there?
About two and a half.
About two and a half,
yeah, about two and a half.
And how old are you in the pram?
I'm 3 weeks old.
3 weeks. And you're there, who are you with? Can you see?
I'm with my mother.
And you think that she was sort of walking past and would have seen it,
yes,
go on, because
yes,
she lived quite nearby?
Yes, she did, yes.
And what about Dad? If this is your Uncle Len, which is her dad's brother,
yeah,
then she obviously would have been with, taking the baby out with...
With Uncle Len?
Definitely.
With her brother-in-law, that's your mum's brother-in-law, isn't it?
Mm.
And Uncle Len looks like he's about to go in and skip.
Yeah.
Which actually, that must have been a bit unusual, because it looks like the girls are turning the rope and Uncle Len's about to skip. And normally it's the other way around, with the men turning the rope and the women skipping, wasn't it? That's sort of what the wish is.
He obviously had a good sense of humour.
He did, yeah. He's gone in. He's probably making some wishes. Is what we say, that they skip for the future and make some wishes for the future as you skip.
For a better future.
And Dad was at the Star Pub. You think, but he was
I think,
around the
Star. Yeah, I think he would have been there.